See, Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that loves undivided.
Yep. Welcome back.
You either go to church or you're going to go to hell.
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior radio broadcast this Wednesday, October 5th, 2022. Undivided in what sense? Exoteric or esoteric? So, okay. So is there evidence of what I'm talking about? Yeah, there is. It's cringeworthy, I think, but Manly P. Hall mentioned some of these things in different writings and speeches and things. So let's see. See if I can find the example that I'm thinking of in particular. Let's see. Page 671 of the Secret Teachings. Yeah, here's one. Actually, well, so I guess ironic, page 666. Yeah. 667, actually. Here's the entry I was thinking of. The great philosophic institutions of the past must rise again, for these alone can tend the veil which divides the world of causes from that of effects, cause and effect. Only the mysteries, capital M, those sacred colleges of wisdom, and you think you sent your kids to, you know, university for one thing, it's the Neoplatonic Pandora's box infecting their minds. Only the mysteries, those sacred colleges of wisdom. I mean, this is a different thing, but, you know, that's, again, like I said over the last couple of weeks, everyone who goes through a formal education in America is a low-level initiate. And, you know, so are you saying that it's evil to read and write? No. But who's picking the curricula? Who's picking these things? Who's picking these people? And why are these things picked? And usually the more, you know, exoteric and pedestrian texts are selected for the profane. And then, as you go along, you get sort of, by degrees, you get indoctrinated into the more esoteric. But, you know, no matter who it is, all of the folks that are revered in Western academia, they're all mystics. Esoteric in their pursuits. So anyway, is it valuable to dive down that rabbit hole and prove it? Maybe I'll go through that. I mean, you can prove it with very non-conspiratorial sources, like just Wikipedia, for example. I gave an example. You know, Pythagoras is probably one of the best examples. Are you saying that A squared plus B squared equals C squared is evil? No, I'm not saying that. But there's a reason that, you know, we are fed a steady stream of people who at least dabbled in the occult. Because you get the rest of it. You know, you get you don't just get the math equation. I remember in geometry, speaking of Euclid, I remember hearing in high school geometry the story of Euclid as it related to Euclidean plane geometry. And whether inherently or explicitly, you end up getting kind of the religion or the views or, you know, what precipitated these, you know, the exploration and the findings. And, you know, you hear about people getting excommunicated from places they lived or where they grew up or whatever. It's all kind of the same story usually. So you get that background. Somewhere along the way you get the background. You know, he was, and the way that it's usually presented academically, well, you know, he was a radical because this was a radical new idea. No, that wasn't exactly, that's disingenuous. You know, the reason these people get kicked out of town is because they're practicing occult, mystical kinds of things, and the Orthodox Christian contingent, which is redundant, looks disfavorably on this. This is magic and witchcraft and all kinds of things that the Bible says don't do. So, like Thomas McNeese said back during the Reese Committee hearings, you know, for choosing the curriculum of education, I agree with McNeese. You know, when he was asked about the experts, well, if you had some task in government, you had to choose some experts, how would you choose? You know, wouldn't you want the best? Wouldn't you want the best, brightest minds in the field? And he said, the first thing I would do is to look into their background and training and find the particular types of views held or expounded before I would do anything else. So what about that? In Ralph Epperson's The Unseen Hand, An Introduction to the Conspiratorial View of History, Chapter 8 is titled Secret Societies. And so he opens, author Arthur Edward Waite wrote, "Beneath the broad tide of human history, there flow the stealthy undercurrents of the secret societies, which frequently determine in the depths the changes that take place upon the surface." And that is, oh, I think, that is an excerpt from Arthur Edward Waite's The Real History of the Rosicrucians, published in 1977. And then Epperson quotes Disraeli, British Prime Minister Benjamin Disraeli, 1874 to 1880, confirmed the above assertion about the control by the secret societies in the affairs of men when he wrote, "There is in Italy a power which we seldom mention in this house, the House of Parliament. I mean the secret societies. It is useless to deny, because it is impossible to conceal, that a great part of Europe, to say nothing of other countries, is covered with a network of these secret societies. What are their objects? They do not want constitutional government. They want to change the tenure of the land, to drive out the present owners of the soil, and to put an end to ecclesiastical establishments." And that is a quote. It's Nesta Webster's citation of Disraeli in Secret Societies and Subversive Movements. And so what you get, again, you know, if this is just about peaceful coexistence, then why the revolutionary bent? Why, you know, I think of the Rockefeller Foundation, how do you say, not conscripting, but enlisting the research and I can't think of the terminology. Of what's his name? This is terrible. What's his name? Joseph Kinsey Howard. So, I've mentioned this before. You can find on his Wikipedia entry the recognition afforded Howard. So, Montana High, Wide, and Handsome, et cetera, et cetera. Recognition afforded Howard by the response to Montana High, Wide, and Handsome helped open the doors to additional writing, research, and advocacy projects. In 1944, Howard resigned his position at the Leader to become a staff member of the Montana Study. The Montana Study, a research project, you got to have the explainer, research project, largely funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. The study was an examination of the life in small-town Montana with the goal, see, you got to have the explainer, with the goal of identifying ways to improve the quality of life in such places and thus help ensure their preservation. That's the good reason, as Alan Watt would say. What was the real reason? To destroy it. And it's interesting, you know, whether you're reading this or Jacques Ellul telling us the meaning of the city or whatever, we're back to Cain and Abel. And if it's not true, then why is it a persistent theme? What's with the 1992 Rio Earth Summit? Why do we have to be herded into concentration? I mean, you know, urban centers. Why are we stacking and packing? Even Derry Brownfield told us that's not a good idea. The studies from these, you know, one world organizations, UN directed organizations, they always say it's not good for people. Study after study proves that. Then why? And if it's all about peaceful coexistence, then again, why aren't we studying the Amish? The study was an examination of life in small town Montana with the goal of identifying ways to improve the quality of life in such places. Why does it need to be improved? Did these people This is the same thing that happens everywhere. You know, I mean, we hear about it in places like India and Africa, for example. People interfering and meddling all the time. Study was an examination of life in small town Montana with the goal of identifying ways to improve the quality of the life in such places. Was there a large public outcry? How can we identify ways to improve the quality of life? Still to this day, there are refugees fleeing places like New York and California to go to places like, you know, what the Montana study identified. Apparently, they're not doing too bad. Don't really need to identify ways to improve the quality of life in such places. It's a disingenuous motive, and thus helping to ensure their preservation. Now, how can we uproot these people from this mindset? That's what was really going on. Well, what does that have to do with what you're talking about? It's exactly what Ralph Epperson, citing Nesta Webster, quoting Benjamin Disraeli, is about. They want to change the tenure of land to drive out the present owners of the soil and put an end to ecclesiastical establishments. What was the problem? This gets right back to what was the problem with Cain's sacrifice? It's exactly what Oswald Chambers is talking about. That's the distinction. And so this is war. This is a war that goes way back. You know, we hear about, those people over there, you know, they've been at war for thousands of years. This war's been raging for thousands of years. Most people don't realize it's happening. They want to change the tenure of land, drive out the present owners of the soil, and to put an end to ecclesiastical establishments. What is going on? Isn't Bill Gates the largest single owner of farmland in America now, 250,000 acres? One guy. Why? Oh, because, you know, he cares about people. Maybe he wants to have robots make pizzas on farms. Industrial agriculture is great for people, right? You know, it's interesting what's happening. Is there joy, or are we gravitating more with technology and techno-slavery toward the dystopian nightmare that Aldous Huxley presented in his Ultimate Revolution speech? Anyway, back to Manly Hall, page 667. The great philosophic institutions of the past must rise again, for these alone can tend the veil which divides the world. This is the perfectibilist mindset. Divides the world of causes from that of effects. Only the mysteries, those sacred colleges of wisdom, can reveal to struggling humanity that greater and more glorious universe, which is the true home of the spiritual being called man. Modern philosophy has failed in that it has come to regard thinking as simply an intellectual process. Materialistic thought, you know, Marxism, dialectical materialism. Materialistic thought is as hopeless a code of life as commercialism itself. We went through the Bernaysian will to pleasure era, though, didn't we? The Epicurean delight of the 20th century. The power to think true is the savior of humanity. The power to think true. True think. Sounds Orwellian. The mythological and historical redeemers, capital R, yikes, of every age were all personifications of that power. He who has a little more rationality than his neighbor is a little better than his neighbor. He who functions on a higher plane of rationality than the rest of the world is termed a great thinker. He who functions on a lower plane is regarded as a barbarian. Thus, comparative rational development is the true gauge of the individual's evolutionary status. See? Perfectibility of man. Only God can do that, our Creator.
America Breaking
back.
News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadrepreciousmetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Welcome back.
Beyond the suns.
All right. Let me confront this more directly and tip a sacred cow, if I may, real quick. From Manly Hall's Secret Teachings of All the Ages. Maybe a couple entries. Let's see. First, speaking of the perfectibility of man. Yeah. The terminology is interesting. It's provocative, and it's none of it's by accident. All right. So, what is it? Page 669, I think. Another curious coincidence. I think that's... So, thus comparative rational development is the true gauge of the individual's evolutionary status. That's the evolution. You know, that's the esoteric perfectibilist evolution at work. 670 is the page I'm thinking of. Even in man's present state of imperfection, it is dawning upon his realization, self-realization perhaps, as Oswald Chambers talks about, that he can never be truly happy until he is perfect, and that of all the faculties contributing to his self-perfection, none is equal in importance to the rational intellect. Rationalism. Huh. That's interesting. We've heard a lot about rationalism over the last 500 years, right? Through the labyrinth of diversity, only the illumined mind can and must lead the soul into the perfect light of unity. All right, so that's more perfectibility of man nonsense. How about backing up page 43, the ancient mysteries and secret societies which have influenced modern Masonic symbolism. Page 43, listen to this. You know, for those who doubt the influence, the pagan Gnostic influence in today's Christian church, how can you, where is the line? How can you delineate between what Paul is talking about in Orthodox Christianity, which is redundant, but, you know, for illustrative purposes. So he writes, few realize the extent to which the ancient secret schools influence contemporary intellects. Remember when Bill Cooper said, it's not the Jews, it's the people who go through the mystery schools. Remember when he said that derisively? Does it include certain people call themselves Jews? Of course, you know, because as I said, you know, like Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 1, Jews seek signs, Greeks search for wisdom. That's Jewish Kabbalism and Gnosticism, respectively. They combine in this kind of esoteric nonsense, and, you know, it's so it's, you know, he was, I think, spot on when he made that remark. Few realize the extent to which the ancient secret schools influence contemporary intellects and, through those minds, posterity. That's a profound statement right there. Few realize the extent to which the ancient secret schools influence contemporary intellects and, through those minds, posterity. You know, again, I mean, you start with guys like Pythagoras. Search for, you know, proposition or problem number 47, and like I said, you get a plethora of Masonic Lodge search entries or search results. Doesn't that tell you something? Few realize the extent to which the ancient secret schools influence contemporary intellects and, through those minds, posterity. There's more. I'll give you a little excerpt. We'll go to the phones when we come back. Stick around.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel.
Welcome back.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day.
Very esoteric. So we played the video yesterday, the new Sanhedrin. Ron Mattson mentioned, I believe it was that the use of the term creator is inoffensive. Is that? Yeah. Where he said, many of my Jewish friends now refer to the God of the Bible as the creator, thus avoiding the snare of using a specific name that might offend the hearer. And then he went into his what ifs, which, you know, are, it's an interesting collection of what ifs. What if the new synagogue in Jerusalem is the home of the new Sanhedrin? What if the new Sanhedrin appoints a Nasi that is seen as a man of peace? Mm-hmm. What if this new Nasi can draw in the other monotheistic religions of the world? But really, monotheism is disingenuous. And I think, you know, again, speaking of this mystical stuff, you know, I would say the correct term is a portmanteau of monism and deism. So I'd call it mondeism, but that's, you know, that's something else. Anyway, that is what I would call it in my mind. The world calls it pandeism. That's what it really is. It's not really the monotheistic religions of the world. It's pandeistic. So anyway, what if this new Nasi can draw in the other monotheistic, I would call them pandeistic these days, religions of the world, including Islam and Christianity, but they're, you know, supposed to be monotheistic. Anyway, and then what if this new Sanhedrin achieves its goal by bringing world peace, by uniting the world's religions? That's, What if this new Nasi convinces the world religious leaders to forego the idea of building a literal Jewish temple on the Temple Mount in lieu of an alternative metaphysical solution? Can you see that? Maybe Mark Zuckerberg will sponsor it. It's part of the metaverse. Just kidding. But seriously, what if this new Nasi introduces the idea that that animal sacrifices are no longer necessary? And why does Maimonides get to determine, you know, when, you know, the significance of the next red heifer, you know, why is he the one who gets to determine what the significance of the 10th red heifer is? What is, you know, and it back to Ron Mattson's what ifs. What if this new Nasi produces many miracles that amaze the nations? And finally, what if this new Nasi declares before the Sanhedrin that he is God standing in this holy place? There is this mystical stuff that's happening right out in plain sight, and we don't realize it. Speaking of terminology, the creator, you know, setting that aside, the supreme being and all of that, the great architect, didn't the founders use that kind of terminology? I have mentioned from time to time that, you know, virtue, morality, and religion, Patrick Henry and others, you know, these are the great pillars of social and political life. Only a virtuous people are capable of freedom, virtue, morality, and religion. So let's just, speaking of sacred cow tipping, our American founding, was it Illuminized like the French Revolution? Was it part of the WORM, the WRM, the World Revolutionary Movement? I don't think there can be any doubt, really. There is a duality of history there without getting into the specifics. So back to Hall's secret teachings of all the ages. Few realize the extent to which the ancient secret schools influence contemporary intellect and, through those minds, posterity. Brace for impact. Get ready. Wait for it. Robert McCoy, 33rd degree, in his General History of Freemasonry, pays a magnificent tribute to the part played by the ancient mysteries in the rearing of the edifice of human culture. He says in part, quote, "It appears that all the perfection of civilization and all the advancement made in philosophy, science, and art among the ancients are due to those institutions which, under the veil of mystery, sought to illustrate the sublimest truths of religion, morality, and virtue, and impress them on the hearts of their disciples." Disciples. The chief object was to teach the doctrine of one God. Listen to this. This is the esoteric occult. And so what I'm saying is, for the Christian folks, where is the line? Are you prepared to make a defense for your faith? Prepared to defend the faith? Listen to this. The chief object was to teach the doctrine of one God. Doesn't that sound like monotheism? What did I just read? We played the clip yesterday of Ron Mattson saying it. What if the new Nasi of the new Sanhedrin does these things? People don't know where the line is these days. And I wrote a piece titled Sons of God where I say in it that, you know, what is the distinction? Who can tell you what the distinction is between the, you know, the word of faith, prosperity gospel, new apostolic reformation, Norman Vincent Peale crowd for that matter, Zig Ziglar, they're quoting, yeah, we're all little g gods, quoting scripture. And even the theosophical contingent. Again, here is the piece. Alice Bailey and her Christianized pseudo-theosophy. What? What fellowship hath light with darkness? So what's the difference between those crowds quoting the scripture, the Bible, and Orthodox Christians, which is redundant, but for illustrative purposes. What's the difference? Where's the line? So listen to this. This is Manly P. Hall, Secret Teaching of All the Ages, page 43, citing Robert McCoy, 33rd degree, from his General History of Freemasonry. McCoy writes, their chief object was to teach, this is the ancient mysteries, blah, 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 rearing the edifice of human culture. Ancient secret schools influencing contemporary intellects and through those minds posterity. What was their chief object? Their chief object was to teach the doctrine of one God, the resurrection of man to eternal life, the dignity of the human soul, and to lead the people to see the shadow of the deity in the beauty, magnificence, and splendor of the universe. I mean, again, doesn't that sound like it parallels what a lot of people hear in on Sundays, for example? What's the distinction? It's blasphemy and heresy and apostasy for many folks involved in the, you know, making and writing of these kinds of things. But how many people can tell you what the line of delineation is, where the line is, where it's crossed? Anyway, hopefully that makes sense, and hopefully people investigate for themselves, because this is, I would say, the front lines of the battle of the war, the cultural, ideological, and, you know, I would say primarily spiritual war that's being fought right out in plain sight, and most people don't even see it. To the phones, Renee in North Carolina, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, I heard you talk about the soil earlier, and I go, oh, I have to call. One of the most brilliant people I've heard speak on this subject is Dr. Zach Bush. One of his last shows was on Dr. Rangang Chatterjee's, an Indian name, okay, on YouTube. The root cause of disease, nobody is talking about. And he says it's Big Agra and Big Pharma. And this guy, oh, he's a true Renaissance man. He's brilliant on so many subjects. He is triple board certified, but it's like he doesn't even want to be called doctor anymore, because he realizes in 30 years of practice he didn't really heal anybody. This guy is really digging deep, okay? I just have so much respect for him. One of the most truly smart and honest people I have run across is Dr. Zach Bush. And like I said, he goes into how, you know how they're talking about our gut biome and how we have all this little stuff living in our gut that helps us live and everything. The soil is living also, it, just like our gut, okay? But all that Roundup they spray on it kills it. And so he is the most knowledgeable person I have ever heard speak on this subject, okay? And the thing is, allopathic medicine, I tell you what, I feel in so many, yeah, if you have a broken arm, fine, but in so many ways, our health care is the most expensive, but we are doing worse in many diseases than other countries with all the money we spend. Like, how come is that, okay? And it's down to Big Agra and Big Pharma. And, you know, it used to be your conspiracy theorists if you say they're withholding cures. Well, if you listen actually to, like I said, the evidence is coming out on the antidepressants, on the statins, on all these things that are expensive, cost us a fortune, don't do anything. The antidepressants have been a failure. And if you dig deep, there's this other guy I like to listen to. His name is Tim Ferriss. Very successful guy, which those are the hardest to reach sometimes. But he's one of these men who, he did everything his culture told him, became a multimillionaire, but he still wasn't happy. And he has been very honest about his own struggles with depression and stuff, and has admitted publicly, which is a lot for a man, okay? But he does this so others can grow. He admitted he was sexually abused as a child, has donated, like, I think about $1 million for the research of psychedelic drugs. And the thing is, he had a show recently. It's called with the Dr. John Crystal with a K, and they really go in depth more than anyone else. It's like 4 hours, all things ketamine. And this guy, Dr. John Crystal, is also like an expert on this subject. We see they did away with all these psychedelics in the 60s because, you know, Nixon and Reagan were too afraid. If we were all singing Kumbaya, we wouldn't be willing to go to war and kill people. And so, but the truth is leaking out more and more about this. So they really have withheld stuff because this low-dose microdosing ketamine is way more successful than all these darn SSRIs, which sometimes do lasting damage to people even after they get off. They, in other ways, never regain certain functions, okay? I won't go into detail. I know you don't want to talk about stuff like that. But the thing is, it's really kind of almost neutering people, okay? It's what it's kind of doing. And they just keep throwing this stuff out like candy, and they're not, and you know, if you, and whenever, and I know this from personal experience on any drug, antihistamines, anything, if you complain about the side effect of a drug, like, oh, you know, I think I'm gaining weight on this, it's like, oh, sure, honey, you know, just put down the cake, you know, everything is always our fault, and it is never the doctor's fault or the drugs. And this is another point I want to make, because I love to watch.
Well, the psychedelics are not helpful. You know, I would direct people's attention back.
Well, we
I've mentioned, please don't talk over me, Renee. You spoke for 4 minutes without interruption. Okay. You can listen to the host for a moment. So I would direct folks to Jeffrey Steinberg's article over at the Executive Intelligence Review back in May of 2000, titled From Cybernetics to Littleton Techniques of Mind Control. I think the title of the article tells us a lot, but one of the paragraphs in this context, the salient operative paragraph is this. Huxley's cohort in the 1950 experimentation with psychotropic drugs, Dr. Timothy Leary of Harvard University's psychology department, provided another glimpse into the perverted minds of the Russell Huxley Frankfurt School crowd in his autobiographical account of the Harvard University psychedelic drug project. Flashback. Leary quoted Huxley, quote, "These brain drugs, mass-produced in the laboratories, will bring about vast changes in society. This will happen with or without you or me. All we can do is spread the word. The obstacle to this evolution," again, there's that esoteric term. Timothy is the Bible. The obstacle to this evolution, Timothy, is the Bible. Leary then added, quote, we had run up against the Judeo-Christian commitment to one God, one religion, one reality that had cursed Europe for centuries and America since our founding days. Drugs that open the mind to multiple realities inevitably lead to a polytheistic view of the universe. We sense that the time for a new humanist religion based on on intelligence, good-natured pluralism, and scientific paganism had arrived, end quote. And on that note, we go to break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Welcome back. You know, I hate to do this, but I think that what we're talking about here is exactly what I was referring to throughout today's broadcast, and I feel like the whole point was missed. What Zach Bush talks about, you know, we played a clip recently of Michio Kaku and other Kabbalists mentioning how basically the same things that Zach Bush is talking about are mentioned in Kabbalah, the Talmud and the Zohar. And they think that's fascinating, you know, different types of cholesterol and statins and those kinds of things. So I would encourage you to go look at Zach Bush's website and see what the symbol is there that he has substituted for the letter A in his name, Zach. And that should be a clue to exactly what I've been talking about in this broadcast. And Tim Ferriss is also one of those psycho-cybernetic life hack, you know, hucksters, as far as I'm concerned. And so this is exactly what I've been talking about. This is not the solution. This is more of the problem. Anyway, I appreciate the call. We got another call. Thank you, Renee. I do appreciate it. But I mean, honestly, I would say those citations are exactly the problem that I described over the last 2 hours. Back to the phones. Pat in Fort Worth, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi. Well, I just called to see to tell you about an immunoassay. You already done it. Okay. The two Babylons.
Hislop?
On the papal website. Pardon?
Talking about Alexander Hislop?
Right.
Okay.
Well, you might as well tell me what you think of it.
I have mentioned it, you know, on many occasions, and I think, I don't know, Fred and I have had conversations. Fred and Iowa have, we've had conversations on the subject matter. It's, what I think about it.
Let me tell you the history of it, okay? It was a pamphlet, and it was printed in 1853, expanded in 1858, and republished as a book in 1919. And mainly, he just wants to argue that the Roman Catholic Church is nothing more than a pagan cult with roots in Babylon from Semiramis. Okay. And if you look at a lot of the problems, a lot of people, I hate to say this, but it's true that the Pope we got has said that, they have rather, has said, he's told the priest said, I can't judge you for your homosexuality. And so now, like 80-something% of the priests are homosexuals. And, you know how it goes. If you don't marry, you gotta rape kids, I guess.
No, that's not always true. I mean, that's
not always
an equivocation fallacy.
There have been even popes who were...
So what does the Bible say, though?
Pardon?
What does the Bible say about, you know, I don't know, what did Jesus say specifically about, you know, calling people father? What does Hebrews chapter 4 say, you know? Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That'll do it. Take care. God bless. Catch you on the other side, folks.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.